The Vox Markets Podcast.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Mark Hipson, CEO of Mobile Streams. MOS is ticker. Mark, thanks for joining me.
Hey, great to be here, Justin. Happy Christmas.
Yeah, happy Christmas to you. And you're working up until the wire here to the new year, and you just released your final results. And of course, you're expanding further into Mexico. We'll talk about that. Before we do, Mark, for people maybe not familiar with Mobile Streams, explain the business model, if you could, please.
Yeah, so Mobile Streams is a traditionally gaming and content company, and it provides gaming and content services through various telcos all around the world, in Mexico, Argentina, India. We came in and rescued the business about 3 years ago, and we've been turning it around, and we've been moving into data intelligence and broader media and content services. We've recently announced a major expansion into Mexico to broaden those media publishing and content services out, and I'll come on and talk about all of that. But yeah, we've been moving it forward ever since and growing the business and growing what we're doing.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's just touch on, I know this sort of, they are largely historic. These are the final results to the end of June, so almost 6 months out now, but done a lot since that. But just take us through some of the highlights, if you could, from that 12-month period.
Yeah, thanks, Justin. There's a number of points, I think, to draw out. So revenue was up to 1.8 million for the year. That's actually a 79% increase year on year on the year before. And during that year, it was basically a transitional year, I'd say, for us. And we made a number of strategic investments and partnerships, which are now bearing fruit in our new expansion. So we moved into digital sporting merchandise through NFTs, and we signed a number of long-term, up to five-year deals with some of the top sports clubs and athletes and sports people in Mexico. We signed a deal with La Liga team with Cadiz, and we have an entire fighting championship with the EFC in Africa. So we signed a number of strategic partnerships, and we've been building on that ever since. Now, obviously, we were affected like every other company in the world with the NFT market and the crypto market, which is included in these figures. However, the crypto market has bounced back, and we're hopeful the NFT market will continue to grow as we're seeing throughout the year. So we've made a strategic shift, and we've made a number of investments through that period of time. And that had an impact on our profit margins and brought those down. But the reality is that included the royalties that we paid for contracts that were up to 5 years in length. So we're expecting to see a significant increase in our margins through this year, through next year, through the year after that. The actual gross margins on our products that we produce now are sort of 99%. I mean, they're extremely, extremely high. But obviously, for the accounts, for sort of technical accounting point of view, we had to include those in the into the sort of gross margin for the year. So we're expecting to see that bounce back nicely. And we invested, as I say, in a number of technical platforms. Our NFT platform we invested in, we're getting an independent valuation on that. Recently, we've seen listed companies announce valuations of over 30 million just for their pre-money, pre-revenue for their NFT creation platforms. And we've got, I think, an incredibly advanced one. You don't even have to pay via crypto. You pay via Apple Pay or Google Pay. So that's historically what we've been doing. That's what we were doing all, last year. That's what people, will see in the accounts. Those are just some of the sort of like key points, I think, to pick out of the accounts that are up to June 23. Obviously, that was what we were doing then. But obviously now I'll come on to, and we can discuss what we've been doing since and all of our plans for the future. But those are the key highlights. Revenue up 79%, major investment into partnerships and content deals, which are up to five-year deals, which are now going to bear significant fruit and improve gross margins significantly, and onward further partnerships to come and to be announced in the new phases of the expansion that we're doing.
Yeah. And if you could explain for people who are not, over NFTs, because like I said, they went through a massive surge in interest, and people are paying ridiculous amounts for 8 NFTs and all this kind of stuff. And they have come back down. But what's the potential you've seen them? What do you offer? What your NFT platform, for example? Why do you think they're going to be? I mean, crypto's bounced again, so maybe NFT will rise with that. But what's the potential in NFTs?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So it's basically just digital merchandise. And it's just the name. So, you know, if you buy a traditional piece of merchandise, although the technical term is NFT, you don't call it a cotton T-shirt. You call it just a jersey, just a sports shirt, you know, T-shirt of your favorite team. An NFT is just basically the production building block of digital sporting merchandise. And there's a lot of investment going into digital sporting merchandise. And we see the future not only with individual sales of NFTs, not just like trading cards or access or tickets, there's a lot going on in ticketing, but also in loyalty programs, reward programs. There's a lot of investment going into that with big global brands, be it Starbucks or whoever, or Disney or whatever. And so, as I say, we've got long-term 5-year contracts, most of our deals. These are major, major sporting brands that we've signed with leading clubs, leading athletes in Mexico and around the world. And we see that developing through the future. It's a new technology. And, you know, if you get it when it's mature, it costs a lot more. So we've made investments for the future, long-term investments, which we think will bear fruit, not only now, but into the future. And you have to build it. You know, nothing goes in a straight line. It would be lovely if the crypto and NFT market continued to grow in 23 as it did in 22. But we have to face global realities and we have to act as a business accordingly. And we've done that. We've expanded and diversified into other sectors. We've gone into publishing. We've gone into online sports betting and casino services. We're going into podcast services. And I'll come on and talk about all that in detail. We've got some incredible partners that I can't wait to talk about. But that's where we see it. It's digital sporting merchandise. There's going to be a big role for loyalty and reward schemes in that. We have various conversations in that with different sort of people all the time. And we see those developing. But I think the main thing to understand is you know, this is a long-term plan, so mid to long-term plan. And we have taken steps to expand and diversify whilst that takes place. But we see, as you say, the crypto market has come back strong, and then hopefully the NFT market will follow. But top level, it's just digital merchandise. That's all it is. It's digital licensed merchandise.
So typically, obviously, different contracts may vary. So so how does it work? So what you create, you sign a partnership agreement with the sports club, for example, and you create the NFT, and what, you get a revenue share? How does that work? That's it.
That's exactly it, Justin. Yeah, exactly it. You've got it right. So basically, we sign, it's like, imagine a licensing deal to produce T-shirts, to produce the kit. Yeah. Ours is to produce all sporting merchandise that is based on NFT technology. And that could be anything from trading cards to loyalty programs to ticketing. You know, most of our deals have, you know, multiple licenses. They're not limited to just one or two things, one or two types of areas or segments within the NFT licensing. So you're talking anything from ticketing to trading cards, sort of reward or loyalty programs, lots of different things. So, yeah, so basically we sign the license. It's a 5-year deal. We are the official rights, the rights holder of that. We then produce the merchandise. There is a revenue share, but we've paid it all up front. Mm. So that's unfortunately why, from an accounting point of view, it hits our gross margin for the previous financial year. But obviously, that's now not going to happen in the coming years. So we've made out, it's a sunk cost now, upfront investment. And we did that to get a great deal. I can't say the exact rev share, but it's very, very good. And now the margin, let's say, bounces back to like 99%, actually a bit more than that. And we then produce them. Now we invested in our technical platform, so we produce it all ourselves. And we've sort of detected this. So if you go to Heroes NFT Club, our website, heroesnftclub.com, and you've got an iPhone or a Google phone, you can download a piece of digital sporting merchandise that will give you great access to rewards and access to amazing prizes and things that you can trade using Apple Pay or Google Pay. We don't even do any crypto anymore. We don't even take anything. On that, the only way, if you do it, only way you can, do that, I think in 20 seconds, you can buy an NFT. So I would argue you've got one of the best, the most simple platforms in the world from a consumer-facing point of view, from a user experience point of view. As I say, we've seen others valued at in excess of $30 million that don't even have revenue. And we've taken, you know, over $200,000 of revenue in our NFTs already, already that we've sold. So we're looking forward to getting the valuations on ours. There was just a recent one that came out just a week or so ago that valued the platform pre-revenue over 30 something million. So we're really looking forward to continuing on that journey. Obviously, we're not immune from the global market, like everybody else, and adding on now all of the other segments as we continue to transform Mobile Streams into a global media and publishing content business. And every step we've taken, and we'll come and talk about it, but a lot of the partnerships that we formed during the process of securing the NFT licenses and growing the digital merchandise has now aided us in our new journey, in our new segment, and getting in and expanding the company's offering and diversifying into publishing, the betting, and the sort of podcasting area. So we made a lot of investments, made a lot of strategic progress, and you have to invest. Mobile Streams is a turnaround story. It just is. We took it over a while ago when it was, completely flat, and then we've tried to grow it ever since. And every year we've moved forward, And now we've got amazing opportunity ahead of us as we head into 2024. I'll just come on and talk about that, I suppose, in a minute.
Just before we get onto that, so who are some of the partnerships so far you've signed on the NFT front then?
Great. So we've got Pumas, one of the most well-known and biggest sports football clubs in Mexico. They're like top three, top four. So they play in the Olympic Stadium. They're incredibly well known. They play in also the League's Cup. So another important thing to note is that all the top teams in Mexico now play in all the MLS teams in America. They signed a deal. It's all shown on Apple TV called the League's Cup. So Pumas play New York, Miami, LA. So really good for brand expansion. We also have Necaxa, that are a top tier team that play in that as well. We have Atlante, who are in the Championship. And they keep winning that or coming first or second, who are a really famous team as well. We have a Mexican national team. We have Gabby Lopez, who's the top female golfer in the world. We have one of the most famous Mexican artists, so the equivalent of the Mexican Banksy, who does amazing, amazing pieces of sculpture and art that have been exhibited all over the world. Actually, when Messi played his first game for Miami, it was against the Mexican club, and his art was handed over to Messi and was displayed then, was the actual official art for that competition. So he does amazing sporting art, Formula One stuff. We've got Cadiz in Spain, La Liga team. So we've got Deal in La Liga, got our flag there. And we've got the EFC, the Extreme Fight Championship, which is the main, sort of like the UFC of Africa. They have 200 athletes and 10 events a year. So we've got major licensing deals with top tier athletes and clubs. So that's where we sit with that, and all of that leads us on to what we're going to do now in the future, and it all has great synergies because everything we're going to do, we can sell our product in the future, we can sell our products on and services on.
Well, you will explain this on the 12th, you announce expansion here into publishing, betting, and media ownership. Take us through this and tell us what you hope to achieve this, Mark.
So now we're really proud of this. And I think we did a presentation over a year ago where we said, look, maybe a year and a half ago, where we said, look, where do we want to take Mobile Streams? What do we want to do? And we said it's become a sort of global sports media, sports entertainment company, a leader in the field. And that maybe seemed like it seemed overambitious, or it seemed like how we can do that or distant. But now with this deal, that takes us there. So, and it takes us there, and as I'm explaining it, through our partnerships and through what we're going to create straight away. So there's three stages to this. We're partnering with some amazing people. We're partnering with a company called Capital Media, who are one of the leading media companies in Mexico, one of the top two or three in Mexico. They have over 25 different media publications and channels and radio stations. They have an extremely wide readership and listening base. They have some of the top radio stations. They have sporting TV. They have some of the top newspapers, they have magazines, they have online, offline. They're an enormous, they have an enormous building where they produce all this in, and I'll come and talk about all that. And we're partnering with some of the owners of Atlante Football Club and the owners of Necaxa Football Club, and also with one of the top business families in Mexico, the Neme family, to create some amazing different synergies and partnerships. The first of those is Capital Media Sports, mm-hmm. and we're investing to get 10% of Capital Media Sports. Capital Media Sports is going to relaunch one of the biggest and most well-known sports brands in Mexico, sports media brands in Mexico. It's called Estadio. Estadio was formed in the 70s. It was the first color sporting publication to exist in Mexico. It basically used to sponsor the lottery for years and years and years. It was extremely well known. It had a reach across all of Mexican society, across all states, even into Mexican people in America. And it's just, you know, an amazing brand. We now own that. We have 10% of the company that owns that through Capital Media Sports. And that's going to be relaunched, really pushed hard. And the target is with our partners to take that to the number one sports publication in Mexico within 12 to 18 months. So that's great. So that's a really well-known sort of sports heritage brand that we're now partners with our partnership network in Mexico. Now, using that brand, which is extremely well-known, Estadio, the idea is we're going to create, and we've now already started the process, getting this in place, two new companies, a betting company and a podcasting service company. So the first brand we'll launch will be called Estadio Bet. Estadio Bet will provide online casino and sports betting services using the Estadio brand, which is extremely well known. It's like everybody of betting age in Mexico knows the Estadio brand. And that will be promoted across all the Capital Media channels. So we're going to already from day one have an audience of 25 million to advertise that to. And then we're going to, that's launching right now. And I'll come on and talk about that, but we're invoicing already on that. And then there's, from that, we're also going to do a Talk Sports style podcast with Estadio Talk. And that's going to be, it's a bit like Talk Sport. That's going to be having great presenters and journalists. And that's going to be all providing synergies to each other. So you've got Estadio, which is one of the biggest and most major sports publications in Mexico. You've got Estadio Bet, which is utilizing that brand name to offer sports casino and sports book services. And then you've got Estadio Talk, providing sports entertainment and sports content, all cross-selling each other. We'll be selling our NFT and digital sports merchandise across them all. But that's what we've basically, our expansion is. So it's into publishing, media, betting, all of those services using one of the most well-known brands in Mexico. But the key to it all is our partnerships, basically. And I'll come on and talk about those now as well.
Go for it. Yeah. Well, take us through those, because it's very interesting. It's, you know, almost in Mexico, you're doing very well. You're landing, expanding, and it's very interesting. Take us through some of the partnerships there.
Yeah. So what's interesting is I think one of the things in the UK is, I mean, I just went through the brands that we work with and the people we work with, but I just think the problem is one of the things in the UK is nobody knows who they are. Right. I'll just be completely honest. Mm. But you know, to give you an analogy, imagine if we'd announced the deal where we're partnering with, I don't know, the Mirror and Global Radio Group, so the people that own Capital and the Mirror Group, which is a wonder. So imagine if we talk, well, that's Capital Media in Mexico. Mm-hmm. They're extraordinarily well known. They have some of the top journalists, top presenters. They have, as I say, TV, radio, newspapers, magazines, across all states, across the whole of Mexico. So imagine if we said we were partnering with, you know, the Mirror and Global Radio. Imagine if we said we also had a, we were partnering with the owners of West Ham, which is probably the equivalent of Necaxa, and we were partners with the owners of Leicester, who's probably the equivalent of Championship of Atlante. And also we had, I don't know, Alan Sugar or Duncan Valentine or someone who's the equivalent of the Neme family. So imagine if I'd announced, you know, Mirror Group, Capital Radio Group, you know, West Ham owners, Leicester owners, and Alan Sugar or Duncan Valentine as our partners. We're taking over one of the leading sports brands. So, you know, if it was UK, it was Score Magazine, or if it's in a different area, the equivalent of Maxim or FHM or whatever. We were taking over one of the most well-known publishing brands in the country. And we were going to use that brand to launch two other services that have perfect synergies to it. So in the case of sports, it would be Bet and a TalkSport style services, people would really get it. They'd get it instantly. And I think they'd understand that. And I think one of the things is people in England, the UK, just unaware of some of these brands. And in Mexico, and people say, why Mexico? Because we can do it in Mexico. Because in Mexico, we can deploy the capital that we have to get a much bigger result, strategically and tactically. In the UK, to do this, it would just require far more capital we're able to do. And to be frank, it may, you know, in terms of the betting market, it may not even be possible. Mexico, I can talk about the betting market in a minute, has a great licensed betting market, and we have a license and everything. And from a competitive point of view, there's more opportunities in Mexico in that.
Why is that? How can you even manage to jump in there? Why isn't someone else doing? I mean, maybe someone else is doing this with other brands, but how have you managed to, you know, snag this opportunity here?
Yeah, so basically, it's through the partnerships we formed. So, in dealing with our other contracts that we talked about before, we formed some great relationships, and we formed some great partnerships. And to say, a number of those people that we have other deals with are involved in this. Obviously, Capital Media is a new partner, but the Atlante, Necaxon, and MA Family, we all worked with before. Now, interestingly, how this came about was I heard that through the Neme family that they were looking to invest in a sports publication and relaunch this sports publication. It's about a year and a bit ago. And at the time, it was a discussion about, you know, maybe there could be some use for the NFT rights, to do some digital copies of the magazine or the newspaper and stuff like that. And actually, as it developed, our discussions developed, and so actually the real prize here was not only taking over the magazine, but it was also launching the betting and casino services, you know, spinning those out, and a talk sports style service. And that's where, you know, serious money could be made. And so those conversations developed. We looked into the feasibility of it. We looked into the feasibility of getting a license, and it evolved and evolved, and it got to the stage, obviously, where we've now announced that it's actually happened. But so if you take Estadio, there's already 20 people working on that. Capital Media, our partners, already have 20 people working on Estadio in Mexico. So if you go to the Capital Media building, they have one floor for radio, they have a floor for television, they have a floor for newspapers, floor for magazines, floor for podcasting. They already have all the ability, all the resources to deliver this. Because people could say, well, how can Moss deliver all this stuff? Isn't it complicated? Is it a long way away? No, it's not just up to us to deliver it. So just to be clear, we've got 10% of Capital Media Sports, which is Estadio at the moment. We've got 25% of Bet, and 25% we'll have as well of Talk. And so we've got good shareholdings in each. But the actual delivery, our partners have all the expertise ready to fire all this up. So you think about the journalists. Capital Media have those. They've got some of the top presenters and journalists in terms of news and sport and everything in Mexico. You know, on the betting side, we have partners with huge experience of that, and we have clubs that we can utilize from an advertising and promotional point of view. And then when it comes to Talk, again, not only just the presenters, but in terms of getting the advertising revenue for that, Capital Media Group already have an entire team of advertising salespeople that provide the sales, the ad sales, for all of their 25 different media channels and publications already. That ad sales team already exists. So it's just, they have some of the, you know, they've got all global advertisers, Coca-Cola, Nestle, whoever it is, it doesn't matter. They have huge global advertisers already. They can just expand those advertisers, and they can now sell packages into Bet, Talk, and Estadio, the brand, from day one. So I think this is why it's really exciting. This is not something where we have to create a team. The teams already exist. The Estadio office already has 20 people working on the brand, expanding it. Re-imaging the publication, rebranding it, we're expanding into more and more sports that it's going to cover. So that's already happening. It's the same, the journalists all lined up and everything for the podcast services. In the betting and gambling, we've got some of the best people in the world working on that. We've announced already a strategic partnership with a world-leading platform that invested in our last funding round just to provide the platform, basically. And so this stuff is already happening. There's three different companies, you know, that we're going to create. We have really good substantial shareholdings in all of them. Bet, as I say, 25. Talk will be 25 and 10 in Capital Media Sports. And these people in Mexico, these are incredibly well known. If it was in the UK, I've given you the equivalents. It would be those equivalents that we talked about before. Capital Media Group, Mirror, you know, West Ham, Leicester, and someone like Alan Sugar. So people would just get it instantly, and they'd be like, okay, you've got a leading sports brand. You're going to use that leading sports brand to create a betting service. And also you're going to have a sports talk sports style service as well. That's all going to carry the brand, and they're all going to cross sell each other. And you're going to use the resources that already exist in these media organizations to launch it and drive it. So that would just make sense. So if you look at the Capital Media Office, they already got the area with the 20 journalists. It's already got, you know, Stadio branding. They're going to create, they've got all the TV studios there, all the sort of cameras and everything to do the broadcast from there.
That's why
it's really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just trying to convey that to people.
Yeah, sorry, go on.
No, I was just saying, it's just trying to convey that to people in the UK.
Yeah, it's difficult. Like I said, people are not aware of how big those brands are. And of course, Mexico's a bigger country as well, population-wise, than the UK. So, you know, it all scales up. So,
Mexico has 128 million people in Mexico, plus 40 to 60 million Mexican citizens in the US.
Yeah. And so you're part of that. You're developing your side of this. How are you funding this?
Yeah, so basically we've made an investment. We're basically investing, as we announced already, around £230,000 for our initial investment in Capital Media Sports for our 10%, which at the moment is 10%. That covers the Estadio brand. And then we're also funding the launch of Bet for our 25% of that. Mm-hmm. I think what's also, and this is really important as well, so Bet... where we've got some amazing partners. On Bet itself alone has a significant value as just a standalone entity, because, you know, Bet is a licensed online gaming casino standalone service in its own right. These are three separate companies, bear in mind. Bet's valuation, arguably, if we were to do another, and again, we're funding Bet at the initial round, Bet, if we were to do another round in Bet, there's a, you know, reasonable argument that Bet would already be worth, potentially with Mobile Streams market cap, in excess of Mobile Streams. So the interest we've got in Bet in Mexico, just to get investment into that, is incredible. And the other important thing to note is that Mobile Streams is already invoicing Bet. So we are providing services. We have service contracts into all of these companies. And we are already invoicing those. As it said, you know, they will likely bring in millions of pounds, you know, over a million at least in year one, and in the millions in year two, hard-coded contracts to provide services into Bet and into Talk. And that's really important for people to understand. It's not just about, you know, we invest and there's no rep. These are extremely large revenue generating opportunities that we're investing into. There's not only the potential dividends and liquidity events from any sale or whatever from it, but there's also ongoing fees that are being invoiced from December this year, right now, not in the future, not right now. But yeah, the value of these, they have a value themselves. And Bet alone, you know, based on some of the conversations, you know, that we're having in Mexico, could be worth substantially already more, you know, just because of the resources on it. The license that we have, and the synergy with the other brands. We've got people wanting to pile into Bet, and Mobile Streams has 25% of it. I just don't think it really comes across or is dawned on people in the UK, again, because maybe they just don't understand the people involved, the brands involved. And I would encourage everyone to Google them and look into them, and they will only see that these are enormous, be it Necaxa, be it Atlante, be it Capital Media Group in Mexico, be it the Neme family. These are people with enormous business interests. They are extremely successful. You know, they have the resources, the reach, and the ability to deliver all of this. Now, they're not gonna have any type of failure on their record or book or anything like that at all. And so the potential here is enormous. So we will be also, Bet will be getting, will be growing. Bet will be getting bigger and bigger. So will Capital Media Sports. And when Talk launches, again, that will be really well funded. People need to remember, they already have ad sales teams. Capital Media Group already has an ad sales team for its 25 other brands. It's not like we have to build one and grow one and explain to people what Estadio is and then sell it. That's not that. We don't have to do any of that. That's already being done. The advertisers are already being lined up. And I just don't think, for whatever reason, maybe it's my fault or the way we've conveyed it, people have really understood that. And it's difficult to convey because it can sound complicated, but everything.
But surely that will, like I said, you're already invoicing.
We are already invoicing.
Yeah. So this revenue, I was just going to ask them, so when do you think this, you know, this, this revenue will be reflected in your sort of reports?
Well, the revenue will be literally is invoicing from this month. We've already said, and we've never said this before. We have said we are on track to be cash break even within 12 months. We've stated that now publicly for the first time. So we are extremely confident in the revenue that will be generated by these new ventures that we're entering into. But we are not, you know, entering into new ventures that have nothing behind them. They have some of the absolute top business partners that exist in Mexico, all standing behind them with resource already deployed. Just to reiterate, they were planning this for a year just for the publication. We've worked for 7 months on BET and on Talk. Yes, we only announced it recently and stuff like that, and we made our move to Pamia. But these are things that have been worked on for months and months and months and months and months that already have staff, boots on the ground in Mexico, working, high level of expertise, high level of knowledge that already exists. So I think that the sort of job I have or the mission I have or whatever is really now to convey to people what it is that we're doing in a way that sort of, you know, makes it easier to understand. And that's why I do the analogies to businesses in the UK, so people can understand the brands a bit more and where they sit. Mm-hmm. I would encourage people just to research the partners that we're working with. The Mexican gambling market is worth a fortune. And it has a number of players. One of the main players is Caliente, for instance. And that actually was going to do a merger a year or so ago. And that was going to be valued, that company, at $2.5 billion. Now, the merger didn't go ahead at the moment, but the reality is the top one was valued at $2.5 billion. So even a small player, if we get number 6 or 7, it's going to be valued at hundreds of millions, the company. And we have a 25% stake in that. So the ability, the ability for these companies to grow and even independently raise capital is significant. You know, look at the Capital Media brands. Go and look at their 25 different brands, the radio stations they own, and some of the top radio stations, the TV stations, things like that. Go and look at who they are, and you will see that, you know, these are major players. Mm-hmm. You know, and we, you know, in the UK, it would just be impossible to pull off this deal. But in Mexico is a major market. I just want to briefly talk about Mexico because I think it's sometimes completely misunderstood. Mexico is bigger than Spain in terms of, you know, in terms of market, in terms of its general economic market. The economy is bigger than Spain. It's one of the fastest, best growing economies in the world. It's getting a load of inward investment because of its trade deals with America and its proximity to South America, as well as Latin America. So it's getting a lot of investment, Tesla and everything, but also China. So look at the peso. People should look at the peso over the last 5 years. It's booming, the peso. And the reason is it's getting a lot of investment. Economically, it's doing really, really well. They've got the World Cup with America. They've got the next World Cup, which has been expanded. So sport, there's been loads of stadium redevelopment, loads of inward investment in sport in Mexico. They live golf for that. Now, Mexico is an economy, is a place for sport, is growing rapidly. I would encourage people to please research it, you know, and look, they've got that deal. The top Mexican teams are now in a semi-merger with the MLS in the US. So the top Mexican teams, the top league, all play the MLS team. So the brand exposure's growing. And the reason for that, and Apple TV have all the rights for that. You can watch it in the UK, that tournament, the League's Cup. It goes for 2 months in the summer. And so that the sporting opportunity and investment and capital growth in Mexico is enormous. So just think about having the value of one of the top sports media brands, which we now co-own in Mexico, an online casino and betting service using that brand, licensed in Mexico, and the Talk Sports service in Mexico. And Mexico has the next World Cup in a couple of years' time. And then look at the economy in Mexico and look at the value that can be created there. Then look at the partners that we're doing that with and think, you know, what's the likelihood of success with these partners who are, you know, sort of almost too big to fail? And then just people just research them. That's what I would encourage. We also obviously have the deals that we've announced with the biggest, crypto financial platform in Latin America called Bitso, which is worth $2 billion, to be their exclusive partner for digital merchandise. And then think about how we can sell our current products across all of these things, the Capital Media channels, Estadio, Bet, Talk, all the synergies. We're sort of, you know, we're sort of buying our own media channel through this, which will reduce our marketing costs, all the synergies we're creating, the, how we can use our digital merchandise for the loyalty programs for these things, which are really important. So just think about the synergies we're creating. Yes, there's lots of bits to it, but anything strategically, you know, big, you know, can seem a bit complicated on first look. But then when you break it down, it actually is pretty simple. We're just using one of the biggest sporting brands in Mexico to sell, you know, multi-play services and products. And that's what people do in the UK. It's exactly the same. You know, there's similar things here. Sky, look at Skybet. Look at Skybet. Yes, there's different companies involved. But when you think about it, just, you know, have a look at, you know, through the lens. It's actually pretty simple. You're using just a really well-known brand to sell other products and services. And then you're advertising all of your other things through it. Sky do exactly the same. It's just multi-play. And so that's what I want to sort of get across. You know, hopefully I'm explaining it well, and I apologize if I'm not, genuinely. But I think, you know, from our side, we're really excited to talk about it. As I say, we've worked on it for 7 months. They've been working with Mexican partners for a year on this. And there's, you know, as I say, we're in constant contact with them about what's happening on a daily basis. And so, you know, our view is the opportunity is enormous. The valuations of these companies, people can check for themselves, is vast, as I say, you know, the biggest one at 2.5 billion and things like that. So that's pretty much, that's hopefully a good explanation of it. And hopefully people listening to this will sort of research them for themselves and give us a look, you know, and see if, I think, our current valuation, you know, hopefully people think, you know, we're worth a bet, sort of thing. You know, we're worth an investment.
Yeah. Marvelous stuff. Mark, thanks for that. I think you explained it very well. And like I said, it is that issue where, you know, people not familiar with brands in different countries don't know the kind of pull or attraction or interest they have. But Mark, thanks very much for that. And hopefully catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same-day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.